welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm putting on my brown coat today, not for those reasons, and I'm joined by Mr. Tim Brown.
Hello.
Who is going to talk to us about the Firefly board game today. And he's going to tell us how great it is and why we should all rush out to Element Games and buy it.
It's awesome. Go buy it now.
But first of all, there'll be some people going, who's this Tim bloke? So, Tim, who are you?
Hi, I'm Tim. I've been gaming for over 10 years. I can't really remember how many it is now. Started like everyone else doing Games Workshop games. Did the obligatory work at Games Workshop for about 5 months. And then got into doing the good games. So skirmish games, Confrontation, Eldorado, and Malifaux, which is what I spend most of my time doing. Also spend lots of time playing board games, card games, and computer games.
Cool. Okay. We should point out that Tim is like 5.
No, I'm 23.
See, 5. He's one of those young people when you go to tournaments and you see, oh, they're young. Everyone's so young these days. Tim's one of them.
It was really bad at the start of my tournament career, being like however old I was, 14, 15. Like this small child in the corner.
Hello, my name is Tim.
Pretty much.
I remember. No, actually, I can't remember that far back. So, and if I can't remember that far back, just think how bad it is for Conrad.
And my dad.
And your dad. Yes, we should say, Tim, we had Tim's dad on as well, talking about Puppet Wars. I don't know, several episodes back now.
Yes.
But Tim's going to, as we say, we're going to talk Firefly today. One of my favourite TV series of all time.
It's truly awesome.
It was brilliant. It was amazing and very unfairly and cruelly cancelled by people who don't know what they're doing.
I think that's possibly
a rant for another day.
Yeah, well, I think it was the being on Sky that was its downfall at the time.
Well, yeah, well, we lived in America at the time it was on, and it was one of those shows that it never found a slot. It would, for 2 weeks, it would be on like a Thursday, and then they would move it to a Tuesday, and you could never find it. So right. The audience just didn't know when it was going to be on. And then it went on hiatus for a little while, and then some episodes came out, and it was a disaster. So it was no wonder that no one watched it, because no one knew when it was going to be on the telly.
Yeah, it was one of those things where we saw it and went, oh, it's by those people who made Buffy. It must be good. Oh, it's on Sky. We can't watch it.
All right. I think it's one of those shows that if it was made now, would survive.
Yeah.
Because the internet buzz would keep it, you know, it would keep it alive.
And I heard a rumour at some point that Netflix were looking at buying the rights to it.
Yeah, I think that was one of those... an April Fool's thing to try and get the fan base overexcited again.
Yes, we wish.
It would be brilliant, but the problem was that you could really only set it. You couldn't do Firefly because, you know, Nathan Fillion's gone on to be so successful doing other stuff.
Yeah, Castle's awesome.
Yeah, you're just not going to get... I mean, you're getting back for the odd thing, but you're not going to get him back for a show.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's Firefly. So people who don't know, describe what Firefly is.
It's like a cowboy setting, but in space. I mean, how is that not awesome?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
In fact,
cowboys in space.
There's a brilliant bit in Castle where Nathan Fillion's character dresses up as Mal for Halloween, and he refers to himself as a space cowboy.
Oh, yes, because that's the brilliant episode where his daughter then goes, the actress playing his daughter goes, that was like so 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I like it.
Yeah, and I think there's a Serenity mobile in one scene in Castle as well.
Yes. Has he not got a Firefly thing on his desk or something? There's something.
Yes.
There are websites dedicated to this stuff, but there's something in his office set in Castle that is Firefly related. But yeah, TV show by Joss Whedon, probably known to a lot of people as Buffy creator, director of Avengers. Generally all round mega successful bloke now.
Yeah.
But after Buffy had a couple of TV series that were not massively successful, and Firefly is one of them. which is a shame because it is brilliant.
Yeah.
And so there's now there's a board game.
Yeah, with expansions and stuff as well.
Yeah. So I haven't played the board game. The things I've heard about it is it's a great game. Learning curve is massively, massively steep.
I wouldn't say that at all.
Okay. So what's the game like?
Well, in the vein of Zombicide being a crossover game between tabletop gaming and board gaming, I'd say this is a kind of crossover between role-playing and board gaming. In that you take on the role of a Firefly captain, and you have to roam around the verse, picking up jobs, picking up crew, and trying to be the best you can be. And there's a whole range of stories that you can do. And you basically have to complete different objectives to be the first to complete. I think it's usually three different bits in a row. And if you can do those three things, then you win. But essentially, you could just do anything. You could just play for 2 hours and see who can make the most money or have the best crew or, you know, make up your own things for it.
Okay, so is it a it's a board game. We should say it's a board game.
It is a board game, yes. And
I've seen pretty pictures that you get pretty little miniature Firefly ships.
Yes, in the base game you get 4, although there is a European version which has 5. And so you can do it up to 5 players with that, which seemed like an odd number to me.
Yeah, it's unusual not to have even numbers for games, I guess. And is it card-driven, dice-driven?
It's
what are the sort of basic mechanics for it?
So there's 3 different stats. There's persuasion, there's fighting, and there's mechanic. So those are your 3 tests that you're going to be doing at some point. And basically, when you have to do a test, you use all of the crew that you're using on that job. You take that one stat, add them all together, roll a dice, add that to it, and then there's usually 2 or 3 things that can happen. So it'll be like, if you get up to 5... something bad probably is going to happen. If you get 6 or more, then you'll succeed or whatever. And it's very clear on each of the cards. So there's different decks of cards for different things. It's very clear what is going to happen at what point. And generally there's a choice between 2 different stats. So you could build your crew to only really focus on 2 things. So you might go for a mechanic and fighting crew, or you could go for a more well-rounded crew, because obviously different crew members are good at different things.
Okay, and are you recruiting your crew as you go through the game, or do you start off with your crew?
So you start off with a captain, and that's about it. You have like $3,000, a captain and a ship, and then there's 5 ports you can go to where you can buy stuff. So you can buy a crew, you can buy equipment, and you can buy upgrades for your ship. And all of the Firefly characters that I can think of are in it, basically.
Okay.
So you've got all the main cast, plus loads of the supporting cast from different episodes. Although I don't think anyone from the film is in it, that I can think of.
Okay. So you can play as Mal, then?
Yes, Mal is one of the captains you can have. There's also Monty, who's his friend with the moustache.
Yep.
You can be Nandi, who's one of the companions.
Right.
I should really have had the cards out in front of me so I could, it would be easier to explain. But I think there's six. There's six different captains in the box.
And do the captains have different stats? Like, is Mal better than everyone else? Or
well, of course Mal is better than everyone else. But each character has got, like, a type. And some of them have got two types. So Mal is a pilot and a soldier, I believe. And basically those different types come into play at different times. So some jobs will require you to have a soldier with you, for example. But the different captains have got different things. So there's up to 3 points that they can have on them. I think all of the captains have got all 3 points. And those points will be either persuasion, mechanic, or fighter. Right. So I think it's like Mal is 2 fighter and 1 persuasion or whatever.
Okay.
And so at the start, you are going to decide, I want to be that captain because I think I'm going to do lots of crime jobs. And like a special thing on Mal's card is he gets more money when he does a crime job, for example.
Okay.
Which may or may not be correct. I can't remember. But there is someone who does that.
It sounds plausible.
And then you are then going to try and hire crew to add on to that. So you're going to go for maybe a mechanic or a companion, because those are going to help you in different scenarios.
Okay. Okay, so how much luck is involved in the game? I mean, is it... You said earlier that you roll a dice to see if something happens. Is that it? Can you basically stack it so long as that you don't roll a 1 that you're going to succeed?
You can even stack it to the point where even if you roll a 1, you succeed.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the dice factor isn't too big, but it can be enough to make you make difficult decisions sometimes.
Okay.
Especially when the bad things can involve killing your crew.
Ah.
Yeah. So you can build your awesome Firefly crew where you've got Kaylee, you've got Wash, you've got Jesse, and then you go out on a mission and 2 of them die, and then you're sat in the corner crying.
Okay. And so you said the board has 5 ports, so basically you're travelling around ports, doing trading, doing jobs, picking, and are these all controlled by different card decks?
Yeah, so there's a card deck for each port, which have a different range of characters, equipment, upgrades on. So, for example, there's Silverhold, which has a lot of people who are good at fighting in it. And then there's Osiris, which has a lot of pilots in it. And so you're going to be going to different places if you think, I need that kind of person, because then you're more likely to get what you want.
Okay. Okay. So I think, what were the other questions my kids ask? Is there an auto winning strategy? Is it sufficiently random enough that you can't build, you know, effectively I suppose what you would call the netlist crew and just win?
You can't do that per se because each deck is obviously shuffled. So you don't know what characters you're going to be able to pick from. Because when you go to a port, you can look through a discard pile and you can consider any 3 cards. So those can either be from the discard pile or from the top of the deck. And then, but then you can only buy 2 of those.
Right, okay. So you have to make choices and stuff gets left for other captains and things.
Yeah, because obviously if you pick up 3 really good cards, you can only buy 2 of them. Then someone else is going to nip in and get that other good card. Yeah.
Okay. What about fighting? Can you kill the other captains?
Not yet.
Oh.
So, the box set that came out in March is called Pirates and Bounty Hunters.
Right, okay.
Which I haven't bought yet. But it includes some player versus player combat.
Okay.
Which will be between the Pirates and Bounty Hunters and the other, the Order Fireflies. However, there is the Alliance and the Reavers.
Right, I was going to ask how they factor in.
So they each have a ship, And obviously the Alliance ship can only stay in the Alliance sectors, and the Reaver ship can only stay in the border sectors.
Right.
Now, each time you move a space, you're flipping cards from either the Alliance deck or the border deck. Okay. And these cards do different things. And one of them is the Reaver ship or the Alliance ship, depending on which one it's going from, instantly comes to your space and messes you up.
Right. Okay.
And if that happens to be the Reaver ship, then the best thing that can happen is only one of your crew members dies.
Okay. Yes, we should explain. I mean, in the Firefly universe, the Alliance are the overarching government types who frown upon fringe trading, and yes, the Reavers are a bunch of genetically engineered psychopaths trying to avoid spoilers as to what the Reavers actually are.
Yeah.
In case there is some misguided fool listening who hasn't watched Serenity.
Well, I know quite a lot of people that watched Serenity and then went and watched Firefly, which I always found odd.
Well, yeah, it gives away half the story.
Well, and also, you're sat there watching Serenity going, I have no idea what's going on. And then you go and watch Firefly, and it all makes sense now.
Who is this river girl? why is she a ninja?
And who's this shepherd guy who they've just gone and visited for no apparent reason?
Yes. Who are you? I was going to give away spoilers. So, how is it a meter? Do you get a lot of stuff in the box then? Because it's quite pricey. I mean, it's not zombie side pricey, but I mean, it's, you know, with the usual discounts, it's sort of 40 quid ish.
Yeah.
For the game.
Well, you get a lot of cards. You get a lot of the money in it as well, which is really nice. Okay. The money looks just like the money in the TV series.
All right, so it's all full colour paper notes.
Yeah, and
sort of thing. Okay.
Everything in the box set is absolutely beautiful. Plus, you get four models for the Fireflies, one for the Alliance Cruiser, and one for the Reavers, and two dice.
Cool.
And a really nice board which shows you the entire verse.
Okay. So, And the, as you say, there's an expansion. It's out now, isn't it, the expansion?
Yeah, I believe it came out in March.
I'm just looking at Element, and that's $22.50 for the expansion.
Yeah, and then there's the Break and Atmo expansion as well, which is just cards. I think that's about 10 quid or something.
Okay, and what is that? Do you know what that adds to the game?
Yeah, because I have bought that. And basically, it's more jobs, more equipment, and more crew, more upgrades, basically.
Okay, so would you buy that one first, before you bought the Pirates? Well, you obviously did.
I did, because I was at Salute and went, that's cheaper than I've seen it anywhere else. I'll buy that.
Okay. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is zombie side, where would you put Firefly?
Oh, I'd put it well up there, like in 9-10.
Yeah, it's as good as Zombicide then.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for how like interactive it is, from you trying to mess up your other players, as well as just how free the game is. Like, you can do pretty much anything in it.
Okay, and what sort of age range do you think? I mean, you know, minimum age, really. Could I play it with my kids?
I don't know how old your kids are, but I'm going to guess yes.
10 and 14, my kids are.
Then, yeah.
Yeah?
Because it's not a complicated game. The rules are pretty simple. And although it can take quite a long time, so if attention span can become an issue.
Right.
I think me and my girlfriend played at the weekend, and it took us about 3 hours.
Okay, well, we played Zombicide last night, and it was one of the medium difficulty scenarios, and it took us 4 hours to play because we were thinking about it so much. So that sounds perfect. Well, we're over our time again. I don't know why I just don't make the time limit longer, really. So thanks for coming on, Tim.
That's all right.
And we're going to have you on again to talk about Elder Scrolls Online.
Yes.
Our first computer game chat. Mm. So that'd be quite cool. But until then, I've been Mike.
And I've been Tim.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.